Love your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe and Bakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
She is a food anthropologist, a chef, a journalist, a food writer, and she also graces us with her presence every Saturday morning by finding some delicious gems, culinary delights that we can get into in and around Gauteng. Of course, her name is Anna Trepido. Good morning, Anna.
Hello.
So, Anna, today you're bringing us the Born in Joburg Food Truck Market. Tell us about it. Where, what, how?
Well, this I'm almost not wanting to tell you because everything that I want, but nobody is to get there before me and eat all the things that I want. But as long as you promise to do that, I'll tell you that the Born in Joburg.
We'll eat in moderation, we promise.
Yes. And some bad people went yesterday and ate some of my stuff. It's been going on now. It was yesterday and today that it's at the Black Brick building in Sandton. So that's on Fredman Drive. And that is a kind of hipster, you know, is it a residential apartment space? Is it a hotel? There's no need to decide. You know, the PR says it's a vertical village. So essentially it's like a whole lot of beautiful apartments with hotel services.
Yeah. What I've noticed, I've read a lot about them, still haven't visited Black Brick, right? What I've noticed
today,
about them is how...
That's where we can go.
It sounds like they really have positioned themselves as a nice little cultural hub. There's an event on the 5th or the 2nd. It's a concert that I'm absolutely dying to go to, and I keep seeing the name popping up all over the place, especially to do with lovely events. So you're onto something,
exactly.
I think, Anna. Yeah.
And what they've done is that they have given over essentially what was the parking space and the rooftop space. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, there is a restaurant inside Black Brick, and apparently because of the rain, you can also, if you want to sit inside, the restaurant space is also open. But what the Born in Joburg people have done is that they are wanting to try and bring some of that slightly edgy hipster thing that the Joburg CBD does so well with food into the more generally, more kind of posh, sanitized Sandton space. So they have brought some of the best Joburg CBD food trucks into Sandton. And they've got them all together, so you don't even have to kind of schlep around, and, you know, you don't have to be the lucky person who happens to have that food truck next to where you work, because all the food trucks are together in one space.
Lovely. All right, so that's all happening today. Talk to me about the actual food or the stalls or the shops that will be there.
Okay, so it opens at 10 a.m. today, and they are open until 3 p.m. So you can do a sort of brunchy thing. What's lovely is that it's the range of food trucks is so diverse that, you know, you can have somebody that's whining for ice cream and somebody that wants, I don't know, ribs, and, you know, somebody who just wants a glass of wine and someone who just wants a cup of coffee. And you can all be together, and it saves that family fight. So they've got Paul's homemade ice cream. So those who need vegan chocolate brownie ice cream, you know, they're covered. That if you want either, you know, if you're good and you want grilled chicken wings, you know, Wing Republic will do that. But if you just want, you know, that way that when you eat a kind of battered and fried chicken wing, that you want the crust to, it just touches your teeth and it shatters. It must have that almost kind of, I can sort of see it more than describe it, you know, that crunch as you hit that. It's just a moment before you get to that really soft chicken inside. So Wing Republic, you can have just wing heaven. That if you want cottages that have gone just a little bit posh, but not so posh that they have lost their sort of sense of street authenticity, Luma Monate, do you really, I think, you know, it's what God had in mind when he invented cottas, you know, that they
what
are
isn't a sexy cotta, as you describe
sexy
it?
Enough. And, but just, also just sinful. I mean, that if your cardiologist isn't a little bit worried, then the cotta hasn't done its job. So, you know, it is just that lovely kind of layered thing of, oh, you know, that the fattened cob and chili sauce and everything all at once. So Luma Monate are doing seriously Monate Lumas. that if you want a really beautiful Neapolitan pizza, that Naps Authentica are doing those beautiful, you know, I guess a good pizza is like a great ancient flatbread. It's like kind of talking to the very distant past, you know, with the blistered base and the slightly sort of chewy, spongy quality in the dough. So proper Neapolitan style pizzas. As I say, there's great coffee. There's wine on tap. So a whole lot of Stellenbosch wineries have got together, and you can have one glass of each. So you could even do a sort of comparative tasting, you know, across a region. Then there is a woman whose name is Condile Clamini. Now, she's on Instagram is @Q_doodles. And I'm saying that because I'm not cool enough to quite understand what she does, but I suspect it's fabulous. That she's an illustrator and she's doing drawings, and then she will screen print those for you at the food truck market. And I think that they are probably a bit foodie, that I'm longing to see what she does, because I suspect I need to buy everything she does. For younger brethren, there are bouncy castles, there's a man making balloon animals, you can rent an e-scooter and go pootling around the neighborhood on the e-scooter. That it all just sounds so lovely. And if people get there and eat all the quarters before I get there, I should be so cross. So it starts at 10, but nobody else is allowed to arrive until 11, because I say so. And I'm the queen.
I love it. Take a picture of that gota, please. I want to see this Luma Monati gota, because I'm still very, very old school when it comes to my gotas. I like them as simple as possible with the bare basics. I want
you
my
don't
chips.
Want any kale.
I don't want kale on my gota. I don't want anything, no other condiments besides achar. Maybe some tomato sauce. But if I can get those old school chips drenched in vinegar, and the fatter the better. That's
white
what I'm
vinegar.
Talking about. Yes.
Oh, yes, no, absolutely. Yes. I'm completely with you. But, you know, I've had these Luma Monate cottas before, and they don't make you, you know, I don't like it when people make mini bunny chows. You know, I want to smack people that make kind of hipster bunnies and that kind of thing. And these don't give you that literally bad taste in your mouth. These are authentic cottas that are just also a bit hip. So definitely that you can get tickets via Quicket, or you can just get them at the entrance. They're 30 rand for adults. Children under 12 are free. If it's raining, but, you know, they've got it all covered, you know, that everything is undercover. They've moved things around hastily, but they've got marquees, gazebos, there are sheds. Nobody's going to get wet. I want to bring a beanie in case it's a bit chilly, but, you know, you're not, there are umbrellas, so even if you're queuing, you're never, ever even going to get a drop of rain on you, even if it rains. And I actually think the rain is now blowing over.
Yeah, it sounds like an absolute treat. Just pack, you know, put on those high tops, put on your boots, and just go out and enjoy yourself outdoors as well. That's also the key, right? Yeah, as safe as possible.
You know, I grew up in England, and so I'm quite fond of, like, picnics on the kitchen floor, you know, that like, the weather hasn't been favourable, but let's just do it anyway. There's something quite nicely Heath Robinson about that, and I think being under the gazebos, even if there's a bit of rain, it will feel, you know, it can be the kind of keep calm and carry on kind of, like, food truck feeling.
Love it. Anna Trepido, looking forward to our conversation next weekend. And of course, you can find Anna on Instagram, and the handle there is Trepido Territory. And what were we talking about today? We were talking about the Born in Joburg food truck market. It all kicks off right down the road on Fredman Drive at Black Brick from 10 a.m. onwards.